Hey people, it's Brandon Tyson recording. Ah, dropped the mic again.
Nice job.
Recording for Any Audio. And this time,
we're looking at. Swipe down with three fingers to reveal the notification center.
Dang it. I suck. My mic keeps dropping. Okay, this time, we're looking at an app called Google Productivity. Is that what you called it?
Yeah, that's still a code name. I haven't come up with a good name for this thing yet.
Right, and this one... Holy God, that sounds weird. Whoa. What the...
Brandon, I suggest you restart the recording.
No, it'll be okay. Oh my God, this recording is starting out so weird. I don't care. Jeez. Okay. Anyway, okay, so Google Productivity, and does it only support Docs?
Right now, yeah.
Okay, Google Docs, let's download it.
Record control.
I'm gonna go grab it.
Third browser 2.0 icon 2 of 12. Third browser 2.0 win icon 3. Third browser 2.0. Third browser record control dial. Third browser 2.0 win icon 2. Third browser record control. Jake Rose, Finn, check setting. Jason Bratcher icon, Jason record control, Skype trademark 3, Skype trip unknown. WavePad icon 1 of 7, Flynn icon 2 of 7, Windows Media Player, right the greatest piss, Windows 10 home icon 5, Jason Bratcher, Jake Rose icon, Jason record control,
no, Flynn
icon
2 of 6,
Flynn.
Yeah, I'm closing Windows down.
Chat via Skype, type a message here, edit, chat, Skype translator, chat content from Flynn, HTTP, HTTP, Internet Explorer, HTTP, Flynn, chat content. View downloads Internet Explorer. Open button. Docs data. 7z. Do you want to open or save this file? Docs open. Save. Split button.
So
save.
Save.
Remove from list button.
There we go, people. Now we're gonna unzip it.
Fin. Chat content. Run dialog. Desk downloads. Item detected. 5. Del update. Docs data. 7. Context. Open. 7. Zip. Open.
Taylor, can you hear me?
Yes.
Perfect.
Record control.
Quit hanging up on me, though.
Open archive. Sub. Extract files.
Sorry.
Extract.
Okay.
C select.
C colon backslash docs.
Button. Checkbox edit. Select path mode limit overpass shelf restore. Okay. Button. Press extracting dialog elapsed time. Remaining time. Downloads. Item.
There we go. Now.
Fin. Chat content. Run dot select. Docs. Items view list. Docs data not selected. 1 of 1. Selected. Items view list. Shell starting point not selected. 1 of 1. Selected. Items view list. Chrome not selected. 1 of 6. Defaults 2. Shell runner 3 of 6. Application dot ID4. Chrome dot manifest. Google dot docs dot launcher applet dot x6 of 6.
Here we go.
Dialog. Label.
Okay. This box, if we use NVDA B.
Warning dialog, label, note, text frame, please note, Google Productivity standalone is beta quality software and should not be used to edit critical documents. This is open source software, modification is permitted, but selling or otherwise distributing for profit is not. Handle, got it, button, alt.
So, alt G.
Google Productivity application, chrome, /apps/docs/docs/browser/component/shell/iframe/chrome/apps/docs/docs/browser/component/shell/document, busy, enter your email, edit as autocomplete.
Okay, we're gonna sign into my school email.
This on... Cap, next button. Speed. Unavailable. Busy. Chrome /apps/docs/docs/browser/component/shell/document. Edit. Lang.
Why does this say that, but the browser doesn't?
Because this is a custom implementation.
Is it going to be like that all the time?
Just when a new page loads, it'll say Chrome
apps/docs/docs/browser/component. Is it always going to do that?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Edit protected. Lang.
So I'm going to sign in.
Clickable login. Chrome Google Docs launcher applet. Recent documents list.
Okay.
The Red Wheelbarrow Brandon Tyson Google Docs shared opened last opened by MeSep 24, 2016. More action. Pop a button. 1 of 50.
I'm going to press enter.
Clickable.
Now what?
Chrome /apps/docs/docs/browser/component/shell busy. Document content edit multi-line. Plan. You are online. Screen reader support enabled. Proving screen reader support enabled on page 1. The Red Wheelbarrow William Carp. Plan. Chrome. Heading 1. The Red Wheelbarrow. Heading 1. H. E. R. E. D.
No, it's not reading. It's not reading spaces. See?
Oh, okay, I broke it.
H-E-E-L-B-A-R-R-O.
But hey, look at how responsive it is, people.
Heading I-L-L-I-A-M-C-A-R-L-O-S-I-L-L-I-A. 1883. 1963. So much depends upon. So much depends upon. A red wheel. Barrel. Glazed with rain. Tab.
Oops. How do I get out of...
Document?
How do I get out of the document content and into the other parts of the app?
Just Alt F, Alt Shift F should get you to the menu bar.
File submenu 1 of 10.
Whoa!
All changes save the drive. Every change you make is automatic. Main toolbar, print, shortcut CTRL+P button.
Oh my God, this is accessible, people. Look. Look how snappy that is.
At left and right classify. Shortcut CTRL+Shift+J. Toggle button, not
print.
Line spacing menu button, collect submenu. Numbered list, shortcut C.
So by the time this is actually done, will it say the spaces and all that?
I may not be able to fix that because what I did obviously didn't work, so it's a Google problem.
Number list menu button connect sub menu.
Google Chrome, it says the spaces, Finn.
Bulleted list. Short
Google Chrome is Google Chrome, and Google Chrome is weird.
Bulleted list menu button connect sub menu. Mode and view toolbar, editing
mode. But this is more snappy and stuff.
Section. Toggle screen reader support link visit with Wizwick. /1 tab. I.
So, I'm gonna close this. Maybe. How do I close the document?
Oh, what you gotta do is go to the menu bar and then shift tab until you see Doc's home link.
File sub menu. Share. People open comments thread. Turn the button. Move to button. Star checkbox not checked. Rename edit. Selected the red wheel. Cassandra 97 at captioned.net button. Doc's home link. Visited. Screen reader support enabled. Oh, recent documents list.
So this will not work with slides yet.
Not yet, because the slides isn't enabled. Like, if you tab to the bottom application menu.
Enter bottom application menu. Application switcher. Switch to docs. Link is selected. Chrome /apps/. Enter bottom app.
What?
Chrome /.
Enter
bottom application menu. Application switcher. Switch to docs. Link is selected.
Oh, so there will be more there.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think for what the... yeah, I think... I'd have to try it with slides, but for reading and collaborating, this may work. I don't know though.
May it will work.
May. I'd have to see it when slides is working though. But let's go back into third browser, people.
Show starting point, items view list.
Actually, that will do it for this recording, guys.
Win icon 2 of 7.
Unless there's something else you want me to show them before I end.
Wave pad, Windows nope. Media, wave record.
Alright, people, so you think this will be updated at some point?
Very much so.
Oh, sweet. So, there you go, everyone. Hope you enjoyed. We are actively there. I've been trying the browser some more today, and I know that he's working on it as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, do you have like you said you don't have like a general time frame and like downloads will work?
Not yet. I'm still figuring out how to set up all that kind of crap, but it will definitely be at some point.
Okay. So, very much.
I know certain things like docx files will just plain open.
Wait, what? You can't save them?
No, they'll just open. In whatever app you have set open to open docx files.
What if somebody doesn't have an app for that?
Everyone has an app for docx files.
Right, but what if they want to save it?
Then they save it in the app.
It's already in the downloads folder, isn't it?
No, it goes in your temp folder, and then you can just save it out to somewhere else in the app it opened in.
Will all downloads be that way?
No, EXEs and stuff will actually prompt you.
Because what I do is at school, I like to download it to the folder of my choice so that I don't have to worry about moving it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm gonna implement a full download manager. I'm just figuring out how to make that work.
Oh, so that's not a permanent thing that you're saying here?
No.
Okay. Well, there you go, guys.
Report.
I hope you enjoyed this. This one was a lot shorter. Sorry for the odd stuff at the beginning, hope you enjoyed, and I'll be back in another recording sometime soon, probably about something, so there you go.